Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 26 of our Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua, the Bride of Messiah. Meditation verse, Revelation 21, 1-4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I also heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is among men, and he shall tabernacle among them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them and be their God. He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Nor shall there be mourning or crying or pain any longer, for the former things have passed away. Are you ready to be the bride of Messiah? David Stern, Jewish New Testament Commentary. The judgment of chapter 20 is one side of a coin. This is the other. The sinless conditions of the Garden of Eden are restored. It is time when the creation which has been groaning as with pains of childbirth will be set free from its bondage to decay, to enjoy the freedom accompanying the glory that God's children will have, Romans 8, 19-23. It is a restoration spoken of in Acts 3, 21, in which Yeshua has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything. As God said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets, it is a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, Isaiah 65, 17-19. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered or come to mind. Rather, you will be glad, you will rejoice forever over what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and take joy in my people. No longer shall there be heard in her the sound of weeping or crying. The interconnection between the new creation and judgment is even clearer in the words of Isaiah 66, 22-24. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make are to remain before me, says Adonai, so will your seed and your name remain. And it will come to pass that every new moon and every Shabbat all flesh will come to worship before me, says Adonai, and they will not go out and look at the carcasses of the people who rebelled against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and all flesh will regard them with disgrace. Revelation 21:2, the holy city, New Jerusalem. The Jerusalem above, which is our mother, Galatians 4:26. The city with permanent foundations of which the architect and builder is God, Hebrews 11:10 and verse 16. The city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, Hebrews 12:22. The permanent city to come, Hebrews 13:14, is seen coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband, as described in Revelation 21:9-22:5. The wedding imagery here at Revelation 21:9 and at 22:17 identifies the New Jerusalem with God's people. Also in the New Testament, Matthew 9:15, Matthew 25:1-13, John 3:27-30, 2 Corinthians 11:2, and Ephesians 5:21-23, and in the Tanakh, Isaiah 54:1-8, Jeremiah 3:1. Jeremiah 3:20 and Hosea chapters 1-2. Contrast the great whore, Babylon, in Revelation 17:1 and 17:5. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, seven names of the city of God. The holy city, Revelation 21:2 and verse 19. It is called holy because there shall never enter into it anything that defiles or that works an abomination or makes a lie. Revelation 21:27, the new Jerusalem, Revelation 3:12 and 21:2, it is called new because of eternal freshness and newness, not because it is new in existence. It is as old as heaven and was promised to the earliest saints on earth, Hebrews 11:10-16, Psalm 93:2 and Psalm 103:19. The tabernacle of God, Revelation 13:6, Revelation 15:5, and Revelation 21:3. It is called the tabernacle of God because it is the dwelling place of God. The bride, the Lamb's wife, Revelation 21:2 and 21:9. It is called the bride, the Lamb's wife, because it'll be the eternal home of the redeemed of all ages. Revelation 21:9, Hebrews 11:10-16, Hebrews 13:14, and John 14:1-3. It is called the holy Yerushalayim. Revelation 21:10. It is the heavenly Yerushalayim. Hebrews 12:22. It is called the heavenly Yerushalayim because it is the Yerushalayim in heaven and not the one on earth. The Father's Son, the Father's house, John 14:2, it is called the Father's house because it is the abode of God and his heavenly family, John 14:1-3. Coming down from God out of heaven, it will come down from heaven to be the capital of Yahweh Elohim on the earth. Revelation 21:2-3. Verses 9-22:5. As a bride adorned for her husband, the city will be adorned like jewels, like a bride for her husband. Revelation 21:19. The invitation. You are cordially invited to the wedding of Yeshua HaMashiach to his bride, his Kahila. Date. Only the Father knows the date. Time. Be ready to listen for the shout of the trumpet and have your lamps ready. Attire. White linen robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. RSVP, John 3:16. Matthew 25, verses 1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise ones took oil in jars along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was taking a long time, they all got drowsy and started falling asleep. But in the middle of the night there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Now the foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, since our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." But while they were going off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Now later the other virgins came, saying, "Sir, sir, open up for us." But he replied, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore stay alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Shalom in Yeshua.